Did your learned guest say nuclear? Yes, he did. And many people do. I know. You just have to roll with it, I think. Develop tolerance, Mike, in these times. On a scale of 1 to 100, 1 being extremely unhelpful to 100 extremely helpful, your programme rates between 1 and 5, almost completely bereft of science. Sorry, loads of you will be communicating with each other on video link and group chats and FaceTime. It's pretty distressing how dreadful one looks, don't you think? Or is it just me? Yes, it's just me. I convince myself I don't normally look like that, so I kind of edge out of the shot and leave just hand in the frame. Turning the camera off seems a bit antisocial. So here's a tip for anyone else feeling the same. Let them talk to the hand. But questions come up in those chats, such as this one from a younger person in the whānau, a keen mountain biker. Could he go for a bike ride in the lockdown? Well, yes, of course, we all said very good. As long as he's not visiting anyone or having contact, obviously, that'd be fine. Ah, he said. So could he then go boogie boarding? No, no, we all said. What's the difference, he said. And we had to think for a while, and then we thought, because biking looked as if he was on a mission with serious intent, but boogie boarding would look as if he was just having fun. which was the best we could come up with on the spot, which can't be a working criterion, surely. So I understand that the reasoning is you don't want to put yourself in a position where you need rescuing, because people have better things to do than rescue some idiot who should have stayed home. But mountain biking actually is quite accident prone. It's just some things feel okay and some don't. But further clarification on that yesterday at the daily briefing. It comes down to precautionary common sense, I think. Somebody says, so you're working from home in your pyjamas, trying to put your duvet together during news breaks. Correct. One for Christmas, says Sean. Pangolin are on the verge of extinction and, despite being protected, are the most poached, trafficked wild animal in the world. The scales are roasted and used in traditional Chinese medicine. Like rhino horn, the scales are made of keratin and have absolutely no medicinal value. So we are enduring a world epidemic and economic crisis for the sake of some fake medicine. You may well be correct, Sean, but that's not a question. That's a statement, isn't it? Loads of questions for Christmas we ran out of time for, including this one. My husband and I were wondering about bigamists and how they might be managing the situation. Were you, Debbie? Somebody else is saying, just walked our dog on the Napier waterfront. Brilliant weather, a few other walkers, extremely few vehicles, everyone well-behaved and respectful. How long before a bring back the lockdown movement, do you think? Yeah, well, people have said it's like New Zealand in the 50s. 10 past 10. Somebody in London was kind enough to order me a supermarket delivery, scheduled to arrive by sheer chance or amazing prescience on Wednesday, just hours before the big lockdown, which was a treat, cream of tomato soup especially, which is the ultimate comfort food. I'm prepared to contemplate alternatives, but in my view, cream of tomato soup with some sultanas added to it. Anyway, the original order I read on the enclosed list had included dark chocolate and wine, but of that there was none. And instead, there were cleaning materials and baby wipes, as if the supermarket had judged me and found me wanting on the hygiene front, which was sinister. Yeah, I mean, national emergency is one thing, but how closely should we be monitored in our private lives, I thought. if I want to lounge around eating chocolate and drinking wine for the next 4 weeks while my floor remains unwashed and my toilet grimy, that's my business. I was just thinking about what to do with the baby wipes in the absence of a baby in the bubble to wipe when the supermarket rang and said I'd got some of somebody else's order and could they come and take it back, which was quite a relief. Given that not only did I wear my pyjamas pretty much all day on day one, but also did not fix them when I discovered that they were inside out. Steve says, if you're picking songs appropriate to the lockdown, why not Don't Stand So Close To Me by The Police? I considered that one, Steve, but given that it was about a pupil-teacher lust, I discarded it as bad taste. But, you know, each to their own. This question came in too late for Chris. I'm sorry. When I return home, my cat licks my hands clean. Is this effective or should he be using soap? Lots of debate about whether you should go surfing or mountain bike riding. Graham says, I've decided not to ride my motorcycle recreationally in order to reduce the risk of injury, which would involve the medical system. I will miss riding for mental well-being. The same attitude seems to be beneath sporting cyclists who ride effectively naked. I wear full protection on my motorcycle. I also, however, on the contrary, received this from Tim, who is a mountain biker, who says he thinks bike riding in public places, roads and streets, off tracks, a no-no, as that's where most crashes happen. Also, these tracks are remote. Walkers don't even use them. Roads are empty and fun right now. Which is true. That's a very sensible attitude. Michael says, I just heard you mention the pros and cons of mountain biking versus boogie boarding, or to be more precise, surfing. There is no difference. In 2008, I, along with others, presented evidence to the Board of Inquiry to the proposed New Zealand Coastal Policy Statement, gazetted the 3rd of December 2010, where the Board of Inquiry accepted that natural surf breaks are of social, cultural, and economic value to coastal communities. The act of surfing contributes to a person's well-being. Much science has been carried out on this subject to the point where the US military facilitates surfing programs to assist veterans with PTSD. The science found that the act of surfing grounds people in the present. The action of surfing balances the brainwaves, alpha, beta, theta, delta, and gamma, restoring one's well-being. You have probably heard the saying that only a surfer knows the feeling. The studies associated with surf therapy go a long way to describing why. There is a stigma associated with surfing that has hung around since the 60s and 70s, that surfing is a dangerous subculture linked to drugs and other antisocial activities. Surfing culture and its popularity has come a long way since then, proving these prejudices wrong. Still with Michael, by the way. Surfing is now being accepted as an Olympic sport and was to be showcased for the first time at the Tokyo Olympics this year. Unfortunately, the stigma and prejudice still exists. Decide whether either mountain biking or surfing is preferable during this COVID-19 lockdown. An experienced surfer knows the risks just as much as an experienced mountain biker knows theirs. It would be silly to deny me the enjoyment of a 3-foot wave on my longboard while allowing a mountain biker to go hell for leather in their regional park. Kind regards, Michael. Although, Michael, when would you have the time? 14 minutes past 11. Quite a lot of garden cultivation going on around the country, which is good. both useful and therapeutic. And everybody knows bees are good. They are pollinators. But there has been a misunderstanding about what bees need to keep them happy and healthy. This cycling surfing business has got you very exercised. On cycling surfing, says Simon, or being out of your house, FFS, just stay home. Literally, idiots. It's just a month. Is it too hard to just follow the spirit of the lockdown? Stop with the loopholes and help to solve the problem. Yes, you could technically do these things, but our society is much easier to run, police and maintain in this difficult time if you just stay the home. Stay home. All right. Yeah, no, I do. I see your point.